Sri Chaitanya Charita Amrita of Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 6. Sri Radhayaha Pranaya Mahima Kidrishaha Va Anaya Eva Asvadyaha Yena Adbhuta Madhurima. Kidrisha va madhyaha sokyam cha asyaha mat anubhavataha kidrisham va iti lobhat tat bhava adyaha samajani shachi garbha sindhau hari induhu shri radhaya pranaya mahima kidrisho vanayaiva Svadyo yena adbhuta madhurima kidrisho vamadiyaha. Sokhyam chasya mad anubhavata kidrisham veti lobhat. Tad Bhavardha samajani shachi garbha sindhau harinduhu. Shri Radhaya pranaya mahima kidrisho vanayaiva. Svadyo yena adbhuta madhurima kidrisho vamadiyaha. Sokhyam chasya mad anubhavata kidrisham veti lobhat. Tad bhavardha. Samajani sachi garbha sindhau harinduhu.
Sachi garbha sindhau harinduru.
ladies. Translation. Show the translation. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Manomapi Shachi Putra Matra Surupam Rupam Tasya Gajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhava Shamprapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurantam Natasmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangascha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagarna Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagarna Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamsha Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan Tinas Vigna Vinashan Anayashi Hoinya Javanchita Puran. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Yesterday, we started discussing Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's explanation of the verse prior to this. And we just started the explanation with extra comments. And I just thought to read this today to give more context to that discussion. Krishna is the greatest, but the highest. But from this verse we can understand that this verse, which is showed here, we can understand that he feels himself lacking in seeing the love that Radha has for him. Now, the last verse we read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita yesterday was beginning the explanation of this. Verse prior to this, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladine Shakti Rasmad, etc. So that verse in Bengali, Krishnadas Kaviraj begins to explain it by saying, Radhika Hoyen Krishna Pranoy Bika Surub Shakti Haladini Nam Jaha. And as I said yesterday, this cannot be understood unless the technical terms are explained. Even many of the words there, even to a layman, they're understandable. Radhika, Hoyen, Krishna. Pranaya, understandable, vikara understandable, surup understandable, shakti understandable. Surup shakti and pranay vikara, when they're put together, these words, then may not be understandable. Hladini is a very technical term. And nama jahar is also easily understandable, although it's old Bengali, so they may not understand the verb forms. Anyway, the linguistic structure is fairly easy to understand, but what is it all about? What does it actually mean? Now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami starts to explain that. The most obscure term here in the verse which we just read is hladini. These other words are understandable, and anyone with any Indian language background can understand words like swarup and shakti and pranaya, maybe. It's still a boy's name somewhere in Bengal or other places. They may not understand what it means. What is this term, hladini? It's very technical language. And Krishnadas Kaviraj explains, what does it mean? Hladini karai krishne ananda svadan hladini dara kare bhakti poshan. And this, translation, that hladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. So this is understandable by the highest transcendentalists. What is hladini? It's a kind of energy, we're told here, which gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. All energies are Krishna's energies. And they act to uphold the spiritual world and the material world and to influence others. But here we find that Krishna's energy influences himself. Purport, Srila Jiva Goswami has elaborately discussed the hladini potency in his Priti Sandarbha. When you've been through all the Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami, then all through the philosophical understandings of how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we have to do bhakti to him, then we come to Bhakti Sandarbha, the fifth of the sixth, and then the sixth one is Priti Sandarbha, which is all about Priti, translated as love. Kaviraj Goswami is not just making up this term, it's already given there by Jiva Goswami. And the philosophy that is presented in Chaitanya Charitamrita is all solidly based on that of the six Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami, with the exception of establishing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the role of Krishna being supreme, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the necessity of bhakti to approach him, the rejection of impersonal or any other conceptions, it's all there. So continuing this purport, he says, Jiva Goswami says, that the Vedas clearly state only devotional service can lead one to the Personality of Godhead. Only devotional service can help a devotee meet the Supreme Lord face to face. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is attracted by devotional service, and as such, the ultimate supremacy of Vedic knowledge rests in knowing the science of devotional service. It's the end of that quote. Continuing Srila Prabhupada's purport, what is the particular attraction that makes the Supreme Lord enthusiastic to accept devotional service? And what is the nature of such service? I wonder if any other theistic traditions even ask this. In Christianity, for instance, they even ask, why does God want to accept? Do they even have the idea of serving God? I don't know. I don't think so. It's not delineated as in the Vaishnava tradition. Why does he want devotion? Why does he want us to serve him anyway? What is the nature of such service? Srila Prabhupada writes, the Vedic scriptures inform us that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is self-sufficient and that Maya, nescience, can never influence him at all. Therefore, the potency that overcomes the Supreme overcomes the Supreme. That means Supreme is not Supreme. Yeah, this is all on the platform of inconceivability. But we're discussing it. The potency that overcomes the Supreme must be purely spiritual, because Krishna is not overcome by his material energy. Such a potency cannot be anything of the material manifestation. Now, this is very important to understand this when we're discussing Radha Krishna Leela, which without this understanding appears to be something mundane. Young boys, young boy in this case, and girls enjoying love pastimes. It's not very interesting. People are more interested in stories of Mahabharata or what's on today's news. It's exciting. Wars and politics. And there are also battles and politics in Rajadham, but it's very innocent on a very low level, not changing the course of world history. It seems to be on a low level, actually it's the highest level. And it's also low level socially I'm speaking about. But it also has this element of illicit love, which is the little spice which makes everything more flavorsome. That is Chaitanya Leela Amrita Pur, Krishna Leela Shukar Pur. The pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are just like nectar, and the pastimes of Krishna are like little camphor. So if you put a little camphor in there, you make a big pot of milk cooked with rice and put a little camphor, and then the whole flavor becomes something in a different dimension. So that illicit love makes it more enjoyable. But that's to be understood. It's not mundane. Because Krishna cannot be overcome by anything mundane. The bliss enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be of material composition, like the impersonalist conception of the bliss of Brahman. Devotional service is reciprocation between two, and therefore it cannot be located simply within oneself. Therefore, the bliss of self-realization, Brahmananda, cannot be equal to devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has three kinds of internal potency, namely the Hladini Shakti, or pleasure potency, the Sandhini Shakti, or existential potency, and the Samvit Shakti, or cognitive potency. In the Vishnu Purana, the Lord is addressed as follows. O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Hladini, Sandhini, and Samvit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes which cause happiness, misery, and mixtures of the two do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. Hladini is the personal manifestation of the blissfulness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which he enjoys pleasure. Because the pleasure potency is perpetually present in the Supreme Lord, the theory of the impersonalist that the Lord appears in the material mode of goodness cannot be accepted. The impersonalist conclusion is against the Vedic version that the Lord possesses a transcendental pleasure potency. When the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is exhibited by his grace in the person of a devotee, that manifestation is called love of God. Love of God is an epithet for the pleasure potency of the Lord. Therefore, devotional service reciprocated between the Lord and his devotee is an exhibition of the transcendental pleasure potency of the Lord. It's probably easier to read this and to absorb it because it's deep philosophy. The potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that always enriches him with transcendental bliss is not material, but the Shankarites have accepted it as such because they are ignorant of the identity of the Supreme Lord and his pleasure potency. Those ignorant persons cannot understand the distinction between impersonal spiritual bliss and the variegatedness of the spiritual pleasure potency. The Hladini potency gives the Lord all transcendental pleasure, and the Lord bestows such a potency upon his pure devotee. So this whole purport is an insight into this Hladini Shakti, who is Radha. And rebuts the impersonalist idea that the Supreme Lord or the Supreme is a person who enjoys pleasure. Next verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Satyat Ananda Purna Krishna Sharup Ekoi Chit Chakti Ta Dhare Teen Rup. Satyat Ananda, this verse begins with the word Satyat Ananda, very favorite words of impersonalists. Although everything's supposed to be one, but there are three features, but it's all one according to them. But Satyat Ananda particularly refers to Krishna, who is eternal, cognizant, fully cognizant, and full of bliss. Srila Prabhupada's translation of this verse, Lord Krishna's body is eternal, sat, full of knowledge, chit, and full of bliss, ananda. His one spiritual energy manifests three forms. So we're discussing about Radha. There'll be so many pleasing pastimes. There are so many pleasing pastimes. But first, Krishnadas Kaviraj wants to give a solid philosophical understanding. Next verse. Anandangshe haladini sadangshe sandini chidangshe samvit jare gyan karimani. Hladini is his aspect of bliss, Sandhini of eternal existence, and Samvit of cognizance, which is also accepted as knowledge. Purport, these verses are explaining what this means, that Radha is the Hladini Shakti, Swarup Shakti, of Krishna, but the explanation also, it's not so easy. Purport, in his thesis, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami explains the potencies of the Lord as follows. The transcendental potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which he maintains his existence is called the Sandhini. The transcendental potency by which he knows himself and causes others to know him is called Samvit. The transcendental potency by which he possesses transcendental bliss and causes his devotees to have bliss is called Hladini. The total exhibition of these potencies is called Vishuddha Sattva. And this platform of spiritual variegatedness is displayed even in the material world when the Lord appears here. Some of you may understand what's being discussed here. I mean, if you read Srila Prabhupada's books thoroughly, generally we're recommended to read first Gita, then Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. The pastimes and manifestations of the Lord in the material world are therefore not at all material. They belong to the pure transcendental state. The Bhagavad Gita confirms that anyone who understands the transcendental nature of the Lord's appearance, activities, and disappearance becomes eligible for freedom from material bondage upon quitting the present material tabernacle. That means material body. He can enter the spiritual kingdom to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and reciprocate the Hladini potency in transactions between him and the Lord. In the mundane mode of goodness, there are tinges of passion and ignorance. Therefore, mundane goodness being mixed is called Mishra Sattva. But the transcendental variegatedness of Vishuddha Sattva is completely free from all mundane qualities. Vishuddha Sattva is therefore the proper atmosphere in which to experience the personality of Godhead and his transcendental pastimes. Spiritual variegatedness is eternally independent of all material conditions and is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both being absolute. The Lord and his devotees simultaneously perceive the Hladini potency directly by the power of the Samvit potency. The material modes of nature control the conditioned souls, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never influenced by these modes, as all Vedic literatures directly and indirectly corroborate. Lord Krishna himself says in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sattvang rajas tama iti guna jivasya naiva me. The material modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance are connected with the conditioned souls, but never with me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vishnu Purana confirms this as follows. Sattva dayona santishe yatrana prakrita gunaha sashuddha sarva shuddhebhyah puman adya prasidatu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is beyond the three material qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Indeed, no material qualities exist in him. May that original person, Narayana, who is situated in a completely transcendental position, be pleased with us. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Indra praises Krishna as follows. Vishuddha sattvam tava dhamma shantam tapo mayam dvasta rajas tamaskam maya mayo yanguna sampravaho na vidyate te graharnanu bandhaha. My dear Lord, your abode is Vishuddha sattva, always undisturbed by the material qualities, and the activities there are in transcendental loving service unto your feet. The goodness, austerity, and penance of the devotees enhance such activities, which are always free from the contamination of passion and ignorance. Material qualities cannot touch you under any circumstances. When not manifested, the modes of material nature are said to be in goodness. When they are externally manifested and active in producing the varieties of material existence, they are said to be in passion. And when there is a lack of activity and variegatedness, they are said to be in ignorance. In other words, the pensive mood is goodness, activity is passion, and inactivity is ignorance. Above all these mundane qualitative manifestations is Vishuddha Sattva. When it is predominated by the Sandhini potency, it is perceivable as the existence of all that be. When predominated by the Samvit potency, it is perceived as knowledge in transcendence. And when predominated by the Haladini potency, it is perceived as the most confidential love of Godhead. Vishuddha Sattva, the simultaneous manifestation of these three in one, is the main feature of the kingdom of God. The absolute truth is therefore the substance of reality, eternally manifest in three energies. The manifestation of the internal energy of the Lord is the inconceivably variegated spiritual world, the manifestation of the marginal energy comprises the living entities, and the manifestation of the external energy is the material cosmos. Therefore, the absolute truth includes these four principles: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Himself, His internal energy, His marginal energy, and His external energy. The form of the Lord and the expansions of His form as Swayam Rupa and Vaibhav Prakash are directly the enjoyers of the internal energy, which is the eternal exhibitor of the spiritual world, the most confidential of the manifestations of energy. The external manifestation, the material energy, provides the covering bodies of the conditioned living entities from Brahma down to the insignificant ant. This covering energy is manifested under the three modes of material nature and appreciated in various ways by living entities in both the higher and lower forms of life. Each of the three divisions of the internal potency, the Sandhini, Samvit, and Hladini energies, influences one of the external potencies by which the conditioned souls are conducted. Such influence manifests the three qualitative modes of material nature, proving definitely that the living entities, the marginal potency, are eternally servitors of the Supreme Lord and are therefore controlled by either the internal or the external potency. So that's a long and difficult purport, fairly long and quite difficult. An underlying theme here is to understand that Krishna has potencies. He's not impersonal. They are to be understood. She gives, Radha gives Krishna pleasure. All the gopis give Krishna pleasure. But the non-devotees can't see this or understand this. This is mentioned in a verse from Lalita Madhava, which is quoted later, much later, in the Antya-lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Harim udishate rajo bhara purata sangamayat yamum tamaha raja vama drisham napadatihi prakata sarvadrisha shutir api. The dust from cows and calves on the road creates a kind of darkness indicating that Krishna is returning home from the pasture. Also, the darkness of evening provokes the gopis to meet Krishna. Thus, the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis are covered by a kind of transcendental darkness and are therefore impossible for ordinary scholars of the Vedas to see. You can't properly see Krishna because he's in a cloud of dust. And then the evening is coming, so the sun is setting, so you can't properly see him. But an analogy is extracted from this, that the mundane scholars, they can't see Krishna. Then, back to the Adi Leela, discussing how Radha, she gives pleasure to Krishna. What is this Ladini Shakti. What are all these? Ladini, Sandini, Samvit. In this regard, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes some Vishnu Purana. So it's not some technical terms that are made up by himself or Jiva Goswami or anyone else. These are from Vishnu Purana. Hladini Sandini Samvit Tvaye Ka Sarva Sangstitao Hlada Tapa Kari Mishra Tvai No Guna Varjite. O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Hladini, Sandini, and Samvit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes which cause happiness, misery, and mixtures of the two do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. So going on to explain this, Krishnadas Kaviraj writes in Bengali, Sandhinir sara angsha shuddha sattanam Bhagavane shatta hoi jahate vishram. The essential portion of the Sandini potency is Shuddha Sattva. Lord Krishna's existence rests upon it. You may think that's rather strange because everything rests on Krishna. But he rests on his own energy. You may say, well, he's dependent on something, but the energy is dependent on him. The energy comes from him and he enacts his pastimes. And exists as he exists due to the Sandini potency, existence potency. Continuing, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mata Pita Stan Griha Shayasana are Eshab Krishna Shuddha Shatebika. Krishna's mother, father, abode, house, bedding, seats, and so on are all transformations of Shuddha Sattva. Purport. Lord Krishna's father, mother and household affairs are all displayed in the same Vishuddha Sattva existence. A living entity situated in the status of pure goodness can understand the form, qualities and other features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna consciousness begins on the platform of pure goodness. Although there is a faint realization of Krishna at first, Krishna is actually realized as Vasudeva, the absolute proprietor of omnipotence or the prime predominating deity of all potencies. When the living entity is situated in Vishuddha Sattva, transcendental to the three material modes of nature, he can perceive the form, qualities, and other features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his service attitude. The status of pure goodness is the platform of understanding, for the Supreme Lord is always in spiritual existence. Krishna is always all spiritual. Aside from the parents of the Personality of Godhead, all the other paraphernalia of his existence are also essentially a manifestation of Sandhini Shakti, or a transformation of Vishuddha Sattva. To make this more clear, it may be said that this Sandhini Shakti of the internal potency maintains and manifests all the variegatedness of the spiritual world. In God's kingdom, his servants and maidservants, his consorts, his father and mother, and everything else are all transformations of the spiritual existence of Sandini Shakti. The existential Sandini Shakti in the external potency similarly expands all the variegatedness of the material cosmos, from which we can have a glimpse of the spiritual field. Then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, about this Vishuddha Sattva. Sattvang Vishuddhang Vasudeva Shabditang Yadiyate Tatra Pumana Pavritaha Sattveca Tasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo Hyadhok Shajo Me Manasa Vidhiyate. The condition of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed, without any covering is called Vasudev. In that pure state, the Supreme Godhead, who is beyond the material senses and who is known as Vasudev, is perceived by my mind. Purport. This text from Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Lord Shiva when he condemned Daksha, the father of Sati, as an opponent of Vishnu, confirms beyond a doubt that Lord Krishna, his name, his fame, his qualities, and everything in connection with his paraphernalia exist in the Sandini Shakti of the Lord's internal potency. Krishnas Kaviraj goes on to explain, Krishna Bhagavata Gyan Sangvite Sa Brahma Gyanadika Shabta Pariva. The essence of the Samvit potency is knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna. All other kinds of knowledge, such as the knowledge of Brahman, are its components. Purport. The activities of the Samvit Shakti produce the effect of cognition. Both the Lord and the living entities are cognizant. Sri Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has full knowledge of everything everywhere, and therefore there are no hindrances to his cognition. He can have knowledge merely by glancing over an object, whereas innumerable impediments block the cognition of ordinary living beings. The cognition of the living beings has three divisions: direct knowledge, indirect knowledge, and perverted knowledge. Sense perception of material objects by the mundane senses, such as the eye, ear, nose, and hand, always produces definitely perverted knowledge. What is this? It's a spoon of sorts. Everyone can see. Perverted knowledge. Why is it perverted to say it's a spoon? Whatever language you say it in, it's clear what it is. But it's perverted knowledge if we see it not in relation to Krishna. That is the point. Ritayat, what is that? Ritayat, yat pratiyata, napriyata chatmani, tad jnanam, what is that? Tad jnanam ba. In the first four, the four verses, yata ba sho, what is that in the four verses of the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, Rite Yat Yat Pratiyata, Napriyata Priyata Chatmani, Tadgyanam Vidyate Maya, Yatabhaso Yatatamaha. Anything which is seen not in relation to me, it's just a reflection in the darkness. So it may have reality, but it's perverted knowledge. This illusion is a presentation of the material energy which is influenced by the Samvit Shakti in a perverted manner. Negative cognition of an object beyond the reach of sense perception is the way of indirect knowledge, which is not altogether imperfect, but which produces only fragmentary knowledge in the form of impersonal spiritual realization and monism. But when the Samvit factor of cognition is enlightened by the Hladini potency of the same internal energy, they work together, and only thus can one attain knowledge of the Personality of Godhead. The Samvit Shakti should be maintained in that state. Material knowledge and indirect spiritual knowledge are byproducts of the Samvit Shakti. This is difficult philosophy. What's it all about? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes on to explain. Hladinir sha prem prema shara bhav bhave paramakashta nam mahabhava. The essence of the Hladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava, and the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. Remember, this is all explaining the position of Radharani. She is Haladini. What is this Haladini? It's Krishna's pleasure potency. The essence of that is love of God. The essence of love of God is bhava, emotion. And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The product of the Haladini Shakti is love of Godhead, which has two divisions, namely pure love of God and adulterated love of Godhead. Only when the Haladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living being to attract him, does the living being become a pure lover of God. But when the same Haladini Shakti is adulterated by the external material energy and emanates from the living being, it does not attract Krishna. On the contrary, the living being becomes attracted by the glamour of the material energy. At that time, instead of becoming mad with love of Godhead, the living being becomes mad after material sense enjoyment. And because of his association with the qualitative modes of material nature, he is captivated by its interactions of distressful, unhappy feelings. So every line in these purports could be explained in great detail. The Haladini Shakti, which it's Krishna's energy which comes from him, and that's given to the living being, when that is in the living being, which the Haladini Shakti means love of God, then that attracts Krishna. But when we want to deny Krishna, then we get the perverted reflection of that, and then we want to emanate our own ideas of pleasure, which we project onto the material energy, and we become miserable. Mahabhava Swarup Shri Radha Thakurani Sarva Guna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Shri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Purport, the unadulterated action of the Haladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Raja and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of the Haladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhav, or transcendental sentiment, and the highest pitch of that bhav is called mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Continuing Chaitanya Charitamrita with a verse from Rupa Goswami's Ujvala Neelamani in this section called Radha Prakarana, discussing the subject of Radha. So the verse is Tayor Apyubhaya Madhye Radhika Sarvathadika Mahabhava Swarupayang Gunayar Ativariyasi. Of the two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava and she surpasses all in good qualities. Krishna Prema Bhavidja Chitendriya Kai Krishna Nidja Shakti Radha Kriyara Shahai. Her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy, and she helps him in his pastimes. Purport, Srimati Radharani is as fully spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like the conditioned souls who have material bodies, gross and subtle, covered by material senses. She is all spiritual, and both her body and her mind are of the same spiritual embodiment. Because her body is spiritual, her senses are also spiritual. Thus her body, mind, and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is the personified Haladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord's internal potency, and therefore she is the only source of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Therefore, Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sandhini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna, and the same internal potency in the Haladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all-attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. Now, these topics are all later discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the first chapter of the Antya Leela, we have Rupa Goswami reciting his poetry for the first time in the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And he's explaining all this, the love of Krishna for Radha, the love of Radha for Krishna, not so technically as it is here in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but directly from the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So I'll read one verse, which is by Rupa Goswami, quoted by himself, and then again quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. This is a verse spoken by Srimati Radharani to her friend Lalita Devi. Sahachari nirantaka yo yang Sahachari nirantaka ko yang yuva mudirad yudir Raja bhuvi kuta prapto madhyan matan gajya vibramaha. Ha 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 chatulayar utsarpad bhedrig anchala taskarayar. Mama dhriti dhanam cheta koshad vilantayati hayaha. My dear friend, who is this fearless young man? He is as bright as a lightning cloud and he wanders in his pastimes like a maddened elephant. From where has he come to Vrindavan? Alas, by his restless movements and attractive glances, he is plundering from the vault of my heart the treasure of my patience. Chaitanya, this is the beginning of the Antya Leela, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished this kind of meditation. Particularly we'll find in the Antya Leela. Then the next verse, which is the next verse in Lalita, no, actually it's the previous verse in Lalita Madhava, and the next verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela. Vihara sura dirghika mama mana karindrasya ya Vilochana chakorayo sharadamanda chandra prabha urumbara tatasya chabharana charu taravali mayonata manoratair iam alambhi saradhika. This is Krishna thinking about Radha. Rupa Goswami has caught Krishna's thoughts. Srimati Radharani is the Ganga in which the elephant of my mind enjoys pastime. She is the shining of the full autumn moon for the chakora birds of my eyes. She is the dazzling ornament, the bright and beautiful arrangement of stars on the border of the sky of my chest. This is poetry. Now today I have gained Srimati Radharani because of the highly elevated state of my mind. This is Krishna falling in love. Falling in love is Maya. Watch out, all you brahmacharis. Don't fall in love. Krishna falls in love. What happens if you fall in love? That's described in by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. It's not good. What happens? Jayato Vishayanpungsa Sangas Teshu Pajayate Sangad Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodho Bijayate Krodhad Bhavati Sammoha Sammohat Smriti Vibramaha Smriti Brangshad Buddhinasho Buddhinashad Pranashyati. So this happens to Krishna also, except it's opposite. Instead of pranashyati, complete destruction of our consciousness and our good hopes and everything is destroyed. But for Krishna, it's the ultimate perfection of his existence. This is Krishna's sadhana, falling in love with Radha. It's a progressive state. First, he's thinking about her. Then he becomes very attached to her and very strongly desires her. And then comes anger. This is not exactly anger here. From what I understand from the word crowd as it's used in Gita and elsewhere, it's also frustration within the heart. It's not necessarily expressed as, it often is expressed as anger, but it's a great disturbance in the heart. And then one's mind becomes bewildered, and you forget Smriti Vibrama. You forget who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. So Krishna forgets, I'm God and I'm supposed to be the most... I'm telling Arjuna and everyone else about self-control and detachment, and he forgets it. And then his intelligence is spoiled. Instead of being the most intelligent Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes completely bewildered by a young woman. And buddhi nashat prasidyati. This is Krishna's perfection, being completely in love with Radha. Ananda, then Chaitanya Charitamrita again quotes, Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bistabhirya eva nijarupate akalabhihi goloka eva niva satya kilatma bhuto govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Haladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. In other words, the gopis, specifically states in this translation, Radha, it's not specifically, but Nijarupataya Kalabihi, with Radha and her companions. It's the whole point that's being made in all of this is that Krishna and Radha and their relationship, it's completely spiritual. This is the point to be taken out from this. And Krishna willing, we'll discuss more tomorrow about this. This is very philosophical understanding, and it'll be more fun tomorrow when it explains how Krishna and Radha and the devotees, they taste the rasa of loving each other. So Krishna willing, Radha willing, is it? She get involved in this kind of thing? Philosophical question. So Krishna willing, tomorrow we'll discuss more about the position of Srimati Radharani as outlined in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante Nidhaya Turna Kangpadeya Nipadakri Vajaka Kushatam Etadam Ravi. He Sadhava Sakala Eva Vihaya Durat Koranga Chandra Charne Kurutana Raga Parivada Tujano Yata Tata Vana Namukara Namaya Vijayama Arila Samadhi Ramadati Matta Bhuvi Vilota. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.